So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't have time to get into this long form, but I wanted to at least begin the dialogue. First Lady Jill Biden believes that Hunter Biden is wrongfully pursued and is, quote, innocent. Now, how many of you have seen the reports of what's on that laptop? I mean, it's pretty damning stuff. And it's one thing to say, if, for instance, that is not a legal judgment. Innocent is not a legal verdict. Not guilty is a legal verdict. But simply put, she says, everybody and their brother has investigated Hunter, Jill Biden said in an interview with NBC, an interview conducted Wednesday in her East Wing office and released earlier today. They keep at it and keep at it and keep at it. I know that Hunter is innocent. I love my son, and I will keep looking forward. You don't think we need to talk about the allegations that are out there that have yet to be refuted? They include unethical overseas business dealings with Ukraine, Russia, and China. All three now embroiled in turmoil during the Biden administration. Hunter Biden is an admitted crack and sex addict. Does that sound like the pursuits of an innocent, a quote, innocent man? We'll get further into this down the road, I promise. But Jill Biden saying he's innocent redefines the meaning of the word innocent. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Oh, we got a busy hour coming up. This is going to be busy. Ron Futrell will join us from 8 News Now. We'll preview the Raiders and UNLV at Notre Dame. Plus, Kerry Cox, candidate for Henderson City Council. It's getting nasty out there. We'll talk about that. Also, Sam Peters joins us after 2 o'clock. Stay with us. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Back by popular demand, the showroom at South Point presents Grammy Award winner, Crystal Gayle.
These songs started my career.
You'll hear all of her top hits that made Crystal a star.
Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
October 21st to the 23rd. Tickets in person at the South Point box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Get your tickets now. Shows are selling out fast.
Hey, how you doing? It's Timor, a.k.a. Mr. Peak. Right now, I'm at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, the Ram truck headquarters. I got something for you. I got a 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab, $10,250 off MSRP, plus 2.9 low APR financing available, plus maximum trade-in for your vehicle. 5050 West Sahara, right there on Sahara and Decatur, all right? Who sent you? Mr. Peak, baby!
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian forces have continued to pound Russian positions in occupied Kherson, targeting resupply routes across a major river. In the meantime, the general carrying out Vladimir Putin's new strategy in Ukraine has quite a nasty reputation.
Bald and fierce-looking, General Sergei Surovikin was put in charge of Russian forces in Ukraine on October 8, after what has so far been a faltering invasion that's seen a number of chaotic retreats. Observers report in Syria he'd overseen the destruction of entire cities to flush out rebel resistance. Surovikin had also played a role in the deaths of three protesters in Moscow during the failed coup against Mikhail Gorbachev in 1991 that hastened the demise of the Soviet Union. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at townhall.com, the German parliament clearing the way for the government there to provide up to $195 billion in subsidies to households and businesses to ease the strain of high energy prices.
Lawmakers agreed to let a government economic stabilization fund borrow the money and approved an exemption from a rule that imposes severe limits on running up new debt. Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the decision was good news for all who are looking with concern at their service costs and for small businesses and companies. Details of how exactly the plan will work have yet to be finalized. It's a plan that's been greeted with suspicion elsewhere in Europe.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon sentenced to 4 months in jail for defying a subpoena from the House probe of the January 6th Capitol riot. However, he remains free right now on appeal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com.
Nevadans are fed up with skyrocketing crime. Under Steve Sisolak's watch, theft is up, and fentanyl deaths among teenagers have doubled. Why? Sisolak tied the hands of our police, reducing penalties for dangerous criminals and drug dealers, including fentanyl traffickers. Even California has stronger penalties than Nevada now. One man has the experience to stop it. Sheriff Joe Lombardo. Lombardo will end Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies and replace them with common-sense measures focused on keeping our communities safe and violent criminals off our streets. Joe will get rid of reduced sentences for drug traffickers and burglars, eliminate leniency for career criminals, and end Sisolak's anti-police practices. Nevada needs to stop Steve Sisolak's soft-on-crime policies before it's too late. Nevada needs Sheriff Joe Lombardo as governor. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
It's 104 and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the city of Las Vegas is committing another $2 million in its legal battle over the Badlands golf course. Since 2015, the city has spent more than $5 million in legal fights with a developer that wants to build homes on that closed golf course. Councilwoman Victoria Seaman called the spending on the money outside legal help and outrageous waste of taxpayer money, saying the city has more than a dozen of its own in-house attorneys. The city has already lost three different court cases involving the property that borders an upscale Queens Ridge development. Well, if you grew up as a Toys R Us kid, you might be happy to know that the iconic toy brand is coming back just in time for the holiday season. The new locations are not the usual brick-and-mortar stores, though, but will be located inside the five Macy's stores throughout Southern Nevada. The store within a store will be about 1,000 square feet in size, with the option to expand during the holiday season. Macy's announced its partnership with Toys R Us back in the month of July. KMCQ satellite weather, sunny and beautiful today. A high of 86, it's 82 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're seeing bumper-to-bumper flows on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. In fact, there's heavy congestion on Interstate 15 southbound from Oakey all the way up to Tropicana. It's all part of the Tropicana Interchange Project.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two on a Friday, a beautiful day in Southern Nevada. Good to have you with us on Live and Local for a Friday, October the 21st. And joining us, as he does every Friday during the football season, I love having him on, Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, and he is joining us. We are going to get back to NFL action here with the Raiders. The big question is, what did we learn about the Raiders in the off week, the bye week? Ron, always good to have you with us. What's going on, man?
Oh, it is my pleasure. What did we learn about the Raiders? Oh, here's one thing we learned. Don't leave Sunday's game to chance. How about that? I mean, don't leave it to a late penalty, a fumble, something stupid happen. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, Kevin, but the Raiders don't have good luck this year. This is not a year of luck for the Raiders. And so don't leave this to chance. They got to manhandle Houston. They got to blow them out. How's that? They're 7-point favorites. They got to win this thing by 3 touchdowns. And I mean that is that they should. Houston's not a very good football team. I don't know how good the Raiders are. I mean, the Raiders are better than 1-4. Let's go there. Yeah, don't leave this one a chance because you don't have very good luck. Like the Raiders had last year. I mean, they had a lot of luck last year, and things happened. 2016 when they made the playoffs, there was a lot of luck, late wins and that sort of stuff. So I think it was a good time for the bye week right here to reset and just get ready. And now the schedule is favorable for them. They got Houston this week at Allegiant. By the way, the game's on 8 News Now, Kevin. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I had no idea. I had no idea.
There's no need to turn the dial. It's on 8 News Now.
And you can start early with the pregame show. Am I right?
Yes, we do the pregame show at 8 a.m., and then we do the postgame show right after. So Sundays are crazy around here. I think I'm breaking some church laws by working as hard as I do on Sunday, okay?
Oh.
If this were Old Testament days, I would be stoned.
Oh, my God.
When I say stoned, I mean thrown into a pit and people would throw rocks at me. Stoned. For violating the Sabbath as much as I do on this. But that's a different issue.
I got to ask you, on a bye week, what does an NFL team do? The players, obviously, I saw Josh Allen at one of the baseball playoff games. There's all kinds of stuff that the players do. But what's the coaching staff do? Do they work? Do they get time off? What?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do take some time off. I mean, they have to. They want to get away. The idea is to get away from football. That's what Josh McDaniel said, is that I want to just, you know, have the guys get away from football. But the coaching staff, they're going over stuff. Devontae Adams said he looked at a lot of tape during the break. And so he was studying, looking at tape and going through that. I mean, they keep working out. I mean, they go to the gym. The facility's open. They just don't have organized workouts. They stay away from that. They don't do media. They stay away from us. So they get a break from us for a week. And so they just take it easy and try to, let's go here. Things that happened during the break. You had Devontae Adams and Derek Carr went to Fresno State for college, and then they went back there for homecoming and also for Devontae Adams to get his jersey number retired.
Oh, that's nice.
So they did that. Max Crosby's girlfriend, Rachel, gave birth to their first child, a daughter. So that was how's that for timing?
Yeah,
now,
no
I don't
kidding.
Know if they planned
you timed
that
9
months ago to go. Here's when I'll have I could have a bye week. They didn't know when the bye week was going to be, so they could not have planned it. I'll answer my own question.
But I guess my question is though. But nothing major. We're not going to come out. They're not going to come out on Sunday against the Texans, you know, with a single wing or something like that. I mean, they're not going to change offenses.
No, they're not going to. I mean, some people might say they should with a 1-4 record. But this Skip Prosser, where's Skip? Is he at ESPN? Anyway, he said this is the best 1-4 team in NFL history. Okay, that's quite a statement. And he might be right. I'm not going to argue with that. They certainly are much better than a 1-4 team. The other part of this is you look at the strength and what they have, the standings on what the strength of where teams are rated right now. But ESPN does it, CBS does it. They're ranked 14th in the league right now, ahead of the Rams, who are ranked 15th. So there is something to this, the thing that they're 1-4 and they've just had some bad luck. They need to turn that around. And again, on Sunday, don't leave it to chance. Don't leave it to the last minute, second play of some sort of goofy thing happen, because your luck ain't working this year, Raiders. Then they play at Houston, then they have at Jacksonville, then they have Indy here. They go to Denver after that. So do I think the Raiders can rip off 5 wins here? They don't have any real tough. Oh, then they're at Seattle after that. So their next 6 games are all winnable games for them. They may be favored in each of those games.
Wow.
So it could be a turnaround. We could be talking turnaround in 6 weeks from now. I don't know. Or let me go here. If they lose to Houston, the season's done. I'm going to declare it the season done, in that if you can't beat the worst, Houston is 1-3-1, and they really are 1-3-1. I mean, they're horrible. They're just not good. Oh, their secondary is good, and they do some fun things on defense. But here's what they can't do. They can't stop the run. Houston cannot stop the run. And right now, I'll throw a couple of numbers out, and I know radio's not real good for numbers, but they give up 164 yards a game on the ground to the Houston Texans. That's 30th in the league. And I think, Kevin, there's only 32 teams. Am I right about
last
that?
Time I checked, yeah.
So, yeah, 30th is not real good. So they're 30th in league in rush defense. And Josh Jacobs, by the way, gains almost 100 yards a game. That's third in the league. I think it's 98 yards a game that he averages. That's third in the NFL. So with that sort of number right there, Raiders should run all over Houston. They should run the ball, run it early and often, and just go at it. and beat him silly by running the ball. So that's my thoughts. 1 o'clock kickoff on CBS here. So we got that. My favorables, do I think? Yeah, I think they got a shot here. If they can rip off someone, let's say they win five of the next six. They have number six. They can't split the next six. They've got to go 6-0 or 5-1, but they cannot lose Sunday to Houston. If they start the season 1-5 and they lose to Houston, a team that they should beat, they should beat easily, then that's a real problem for this team.
Again, Ron Futrell joining a sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. The question I get asked most about the Raiders, and not that I know anything extraordinary, my knowledge base is like any pro football fan, and that is Derek Carr. Derek Carr is striving to get into that upper echelon of NFL quarterback. After 5 games, what have you seen from Derek Carr? And is he in that football elite?
No, he's not. Is he top 10? No, he's top 20, certainly. There's no question about that. And the numbers might even put him into that area, but still, he's, I could come up with 10 quarterbacks without too much trouble that I think teams would prefer to have over Derek Carr right now in this season. I really like Derek Carr personally. I mean, what a classy guy, what a great guy, great family, and all the positive things I'm going to say right now. Now he could put himself in that. They need a deep run in the playoffs with Derek Carr. He's not had that. He's not won a playoff game as an NFL quarterback. Now in 2016, when they made the playoffs last time, he got a fracture in his ankle, I believe is what it was. And that kept him out. So he didn't get to play in that one. And then they lost to Cincinnati in his only playoff appearance. So you got to win in the playoffs to be somebody that you can go, okay, this guy can get it done. And he hasn't done that. So as much as I like him personally, he still needs to be there. And I think he would say the same thing. During the season, he can move the team up and down the field, though. Does that well. But let's get in the playoffs and go deep.
But they got him all these new tools. Davante Adams, et cetera. And they said, oh, he'll be a better quarterback. But is he better or has he plateaued as a quarterback in the National Football League?
No, he's right. Plateaued would be the right thing to say. I mean, I think that's where he's at right now. Now, the plateau doesn't mean that he's stuck there. I'm not going to say he's not going to be able to get off of that. That's where we talk the playoff run. So he certainly manages games well. He does all of that very effectively and, knows what he's doing. He understands the game plan. He's right there. But he's just not, again, playoffs. Get this team to the playoffs and go deep, and then you could put him into that category of really good. I mean, put Josh Allen, who you just mentioned. He's at the mountaintop right now. Patrick Mahomes is there. I mean, there's some great quarterbacks in the NFL. Tom Brady is the GOAT. He is. Brady does need to quit, though. You know that?
Why? I mean, he Why? Really he's still being productive.
I guess so. Yeah, the game against Pittsburgh on Sunday was sort of the yelling at the offensive line, and maybe he's upset. Maybe the Giselle thing is bothering him a little bit, okay? Maybe
trouble in paradise.
take care of your stuff at home first, Tom. But anyway, he's got I don't know. Tampa Bay fans, and I don't care either way about what happens with the Buccaneers, but I don't see him being real effective with his team this year. He's always had a great offensive line around him. And now that's where could Derek Carr be a much better quarterback than yes, with a great offensive line. If he had that protection, if he had the offensive line that Brady's had over the years, stand in the pocket for 5 seconds and check down to receiver number 1, 2, 3, 4, wait for somebody to get open, then hit him. Yeah. I mean, that's what Brady's been able to do throughout his career. And Derek Carr has not had that luxury because he hasn't had that offensive line. He does have the tools out the field, like you said, the addition of Davante Adams. And by the way, that's worked. That has been successful.
They look good together.
Yeah, it's just flat out working. So give him a little more time. I would like to see Derek Carr run the ball a little bit more. I would like to see him do that, get out of the pocket, make things happen, scramble. He's not bad at scrambling. He did it twice in the game against Kansas City and got first downs both times when he did it. So he's got a very good sense of when to do it. And that's been effective for him and the Raiders. But, you know, again, he's got to have some time in the pocket. They're going to have all the receivers here. I think they're going to be healthy. You should be able to have I haven't heard anything, and he was not wearing the red jersey at practice. So I would imagine Darren Waller is going to be back on Sunday. They are missing Nate Hobbs from the secondary in the defensive backfield, which, okay, that doesn't help. But they're going to be healthy. They should take care of Houston, make this happen, and then move on.
Okay, speaking of moving on, we're going to move on to the Rebels. On the road, this has got to be an exciting thing for these kids at UNLV, going to the Golden Dome, touchdown Jesus, Notre Dame, all of the tradition. I've been there. I know exactly what it's about. This is going to be so good. Now the question is, can they win?
can the Rebels win? No. I'll tell you, no, it's in my head from seeing the Notre Dame BYU game here. Now, I was biased in that one. Yeah, the team in blue did not win that I wanted to win. Okay, BYU got beaten by Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not a real good football team, but I'll tell you, I loved, and I'm not a big college football band guy. I mean, I'm not one that gets real excited about that. In fact, that's halftime is the time to go to the bathroom, grab a bite to eat, and then I pretty much ignore the band on the field. But that was fun to be down on the field for the start of the game with the band, and then up top when they did the tribute to Las Vegas up there, where they did the formation of the Vegas sign. Then they did slot machine, roulette wheel,
the
card symbols. They then finished with Las Vegas in cursive, like the downtown sign has. And there's all this formation while they're playing, Viva Las Vegas.
That's great.
So that was quite impressive. I put it on my YouTube. I took video and put it on my YouTube site if anybody wants to see it. I know it doesn't have the same effect to listen to it here and hear me describe it. But that was quite impressive what they did here at Allegiant Stadium a couple of weeks ago when they played BYU. But, okay, can UNLV – No, they don't have a chance against
even
Notre Dame.
Even in a down Notre Dame year? Because this does not look like the Notre Dame of Brian Kelly.
No. They're 23-point favorites, 24-point favorites. They'll win. They can win easily by more. They can win by six touchdowns. This is not a real good Rebel football team, as we've seen the last 2 weeks when they played at San Jose State, when they had Air Force here. You can run all over this team. Air Force did it. And this is Air Force, not a great team. They can run the ball well. Notre Dame can run all over UNLV. And it's sad. I don't want to say that. I wish I was saying something different here. But the Rebels right now are 4-3, so they come back from Notre Dame at 4-4. And they've got four games left. Got to win two of them to become bowl eligible. That doesn't mean you make a bowl just if you get six wins. But you have to have at least six wins to be considered for a college bowl game. I mean, Notre Dame remembers that years ago when they would win four games during the season and they would get bowl bids and people would shake their head and go, why? Well, they travel well. Oh, they do. Oh, they bring a lot of fans.
They do.
But so they changed that rule because of Notre Dame that you have to have at least six wins to be bowl eligible. So the rest of the schedule for the Rebels, they've got at San Diego State. That's a tough one. Fresno's here. They could beat Fresno. They're at Hawaii. I don't know. Hawaii's not real good, but they should. And then they have Reno here. So here's my thoughts. Is that last game here against Reno, that's November 26th, around Thanksgiving weekend. That game here might be the game that will decide whether the Rebels go to a bowl game or not. You don't want to
I hope they do. I hope
they
do.
I hope they do, too. I would love to see it. It's been a long time since they've been to a bowl game. They had that stretch where every 10 years they would go to a bad bowl game. I mean, they were all bad bowl games. Okay, let's go here. But at least they'd be bowl games. Barely bowl games, I'll call them that. When they went, it's easy to remember because 84, 1994, 2004. They went to bowl games, and now they won when they went to bowl games. They would succeed when they went there. And the first year that I got here to Vegas, they went to the California Bowl with Randall Cunningham and beat Toledo, and went 11-2. So there have been signs of life, but I'm old now, Kevin. That's 40 years ago almost.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, I've only got a minute left, and I want to give it to you to tell us what to expect on Sunday on 8 News Now.